The chairman and CEO of Boeing, Phil Condit, stepped down today. Condit says he resigned to help the company avoid further fallout from what he calls the distractions and controversies of the past year. The aerospace giant has been embroiled in scandal. Just last week, two senior executives were fired for alleged ethical lapses, and the company faces an investigation into its procedures for securing defense contracts. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Boeing officials today took pains to insist that Condit was leaving the company not because of the recent ethics scandals. And yet Condit himself acknowledged in a conference call with reporters that the recent controversies had forced his hand.
In the end, I concluded that the controversies and distractions of the past year were obscuring the great accomplishments and performance of this company.
The 62-year-old Condit is best known as the man who oversaw Boeing's merger with McDonnell Douglas, in the process shifting the company's focus from commercial aviation to defense work. And in the end, the ties that he helped nurture with the Pentagon helped do him in. The company recently concluded a deal to provide aerial refueling tankers to the Air Force. Last week, an internal report confirmed that the Air Force official who negotiated the deal, Darlene Droyne, was simultaneously negotiating a job contract with the company. Critics said that amounted to a conflict of interest, and Boeing fired both her and Chief Financial Officer Michael Sears. The scandal followed an earlier incident in which Boeing employees were accused of stealing proprietary information about a rocket launch contract from rival Lockheed. Richard Aboulafia, an aerospace analyst at the Thiel Group, says that with so many questions being raised about its ethics, Boeing had no choice but to push Condit out the door as well. Aboulafia says the tanker deal is crucial to Boeing's bottom line.
It's a very big plum that could save a major production line and result in billions of dollars of business. So I think they need to save that and send a message to DOD and Congress and the investor community that they were serious about broader changes in general, led to Condit's ouster.
Still, it's not going to be easy for Boeing to put the controversy behind it. The Pentagon is looking into the way the deal was negotiated, and critics such as Senator John McCain have blasted the tanker contract as little more than a sweetheart deal for Boeing, saying it's much costlier than it needs to be. Ken Boehm, a Boeing critic who chairs the National Legal and Policy Center, says there are still lots of unanswered questions about the tanker deal. One is what role the company's board of directors played in the negotiations.
There's still a very big piece of the puzzle that's missing. We don't know what the board knew. And I think the Boeing shareholders are entitled to know, and the taxpayers entitled to know, because right now the biggest customer for Boeing is no longer the airlines. The biggest customer for Boeing is the U.S. taxpayer through the Defense Department.
Boeing faces tough competition these days, especially from the European company Airbus, and Boeing officials say they're anxious to move beyond the scandal. The company today named Harry Stonecipher, a former McDonnell Douglas executive, to replace Condit as president and chief executive. Stonecipher acknowledged at a press conference that he was concerned about the delays in the tanker deal, but he also predicted the scandal would have no effect on Boeing's bottom line, saying the company's other major projects are still on track. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.